Chapter 5. Text 58. Exercise 2. Listen and complete the summary of the text.
Ulysses opens his monologue by revealing dissatisfaction and contempt for his present life, which is boring and meaningless. He is in Ithaca, among barren crags, and he feels a deep nostalgia for his past adventures and glory. In the second part of the poem, Ulysses introduces the character of his son, Telemachus, as ideally qualified to develop the kind of policy in which Tennyson believed, the gradual civilization of a rugged people. Thus, Ulysses is now free to leave home without fear of precipitating the anarchy that prevailed on the island during his previous absence. Tennyson uses the characters of Ulysses and Telemachus to represent two kinds of life. While Ulysses stands for an active, adventurous life rich in imagination, Telemachus, who embodies the typical Victorian man, stands for a more uneventful life, devoted to responsibilities and social duties. In the last part of the monologue, Ulysses is aware that death will soon put an end to everything, and yet he issues his proud challenge to the oncoming nothingness, openly turning to his mariners and proposing to them a voyage into the unknown. This gives a note of melancholy to the poem. The last line, "to strive, to seek, to find, and not to yield," is made up of a succession of verbs and sums up Ulysses's unrestrained desire for a life of action, courage, and determination.